Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome in. It's another hour of Sports Overnight America, the last hour of your weekend. Jeff Rich coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona on a Sunday night, 11 p.m. in the Pacific time zone. And, you know, it's another one of those great weekends in the month of May. We're waiting for it to warm up here in Phoenix, Arizona, so we can jump in the old swimming pool, but I will take anything south of 100 digits for as long as I possibly can. And I'll tell you, the NBA, it's looking like chalk on one side and starting to look a little bit like a coin flip and how quickly things can change. You know, you make your free throws, you can put a game away. You know, you get the ball with an opportunity to win the game, you got to put the game away. You know, the more opportunities that you don't capitalize on and leave on the table, that will give the other team an opportunity to get back in this series. I think that Milwaukee blew it, despite the fact they didn't lead game three from 2-0 until, 110, 108 in the overtime period. They had an opportunity to put this series away for all intents and purposes. And speaking of intents and purposes, I think that St. Louis went out there with a purpose. Jaden Schwartz with the Hattie, and they lead 3-2 and one win away from meeting the Boston Bruins in the Stanley Cup Final. PGA Championship, congratulations to Brooks Koepka. He goes wire to wire, avoids the nerves on Sunday, and he is your PGA Championship champion. Major League Baseball, all kinds of things going on. A little nail-biter for the Cubs and the Nationals from the nation's capital. And I want to talk about Trajan Langdon being named the GM of the New Orleans Pelicans. A lot of dookies in front offices throughout the association. My name is Jeff Rich. I got a great hour coming for you. You're listening to Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211 and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
We had just done our taxes, and it was depressing. I mean, we earn good money, but we're always behind in bills. So we met with this financial advisor who found two huge problems: unplanned expenses like home repairs and medical bills, and credit cards with crazy high interest rates. Anyway, he graphed out a brilliant strategy. If we could get a favorable fixed-rate personal loan, we could pay off all our bills and credit cards and still have cash at the end of the month for emergencies and a summer vacation. He suggested BestEgg.com for their rates, and because consumers rated BestEgg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs. The online loan app took about a minute, and it didn't affect our credit score. We got our personal loan, paid off credit card bills, and lowered our monthly payment. So we bank the money we save.
When it's time to pay off debt and get ahead, visit bestegg.com/money. Funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. bestegg.com/money. bestegg.com/money. Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
All month, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid 5519 to 6119. Visit staples.com/15inrewards. For details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get your vehicle ready for Memorial Day weekend. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for specials on motor oil and filters, cleaning products, wiper blades, towing supplies, and more. The professional parts people can help you find just what you need to help keep your weekend safe and fun. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Has it on the left of the Blue Devils. He's only got 2 points so far. Make it five as he buries a flat-footed three on the left. 10 to shoot. He drives inside to the bucket blocked by Zion. Get that out of there.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It is Sports Overnight America on Sunday night, and you know the Duke Blue Devils are going to be in the news for the next couple of weeks, maybe even more so than some of the NBA players that we are going to be talking about over the next 3 or 4 weeks here. I mean, we're getting down to it. May 30th, the beginning of the NBA Finals, that just 11 days away, a week from Thursday, as a matter of fact. And, you know, it's very likely that we're going to see the Golden State Warriors, given an absolutely unprecedented event occurring. And I think we should rule that possibility out at this point. I know the Golden State has historically done things that were unprecedented in a negative way for their franchise. But, you know, the reality is 3-0, I think we've seen Portland play their best basketball, at least in the first half of game three, probably towards the end of game two, and it just wasn't enough. It just never is with this Golden State team. Add Kevin Durant back to the equation. I mean, who's beating this team? And not that I want to see a one-sided affair in the Eastern Conference in the National Basketball Association. It's just, I don't want to see two sweeps, and then we're sitting here on our hands while the NHL, I mean, good for the NHL and all, but this is the time that we're supposed to have, you know, playoff sports. You know, this is where it's really showcased. I mean, football absolutely rules the kingdom in the months of January, and baseball has a hard time competing with the football's regular season in October, but, you know, the primetime slots do belong to them. You know, basketball and hockey have to kind of share the spotlight. And if the Bruins and the Blues are in action and we've got two series in the clubhouse because they came up three games short of going the distance, that's a problem for the NBA. I mean, not a lot you can do about it, especially if you want to pre-program your NBA finals. I mean, May 30th feels a little bit early. I seem to remember, you know, the finals taking place around the last day of school. Of course, I don't know when that is anymore. I hear kids that are, on their last week prior to Memorial Day these days. And then I hear about kids going to school in July. I don't know if they're still there or if they've already gone back because they get out so darn early. But it was always around like June 5th to June 10th. June 5th sticks out. It was the, you know, in first grade, it was the day that my little brother was born, and it was my last day of first grade. It's one of those few, old memories that I have in my life that doesn't, you know, that isn't associated with a sporting event. And it's really sad. I mean, like breakups, you know, just any kind of life event, moving into the house that I live in. Currently, it was game five. It was the elimination game in the 2017 finals. You know, and I think about it. You know, when we bought our first house, it was the game that LeBron was accused of quitting back in 2010. But, you know, I remember being there. I remember being at the Arizona State Washington football game during game six of the 2002 World Series. You know, we got ASU. It was my first ASU football game ever, but we left at halftime, and the Angels and the Giants, the Angels were actually coming back on the Giants in game six of the 02 World Series. You know, I could remember the bar that I was in that night, but I can mostly remember the game that was occurring. Now everything's going to kind of blur together. Now that I'm more a stay home and, watch the game on the couch between mowing the lawn and, you know, and cleaning the pool. Now I got to remember these events for what they are. And I think the Blues are on a dominant run right now. I think that the Blues, ever since they won game six of the second round against the Dallas Stars, they've been on a mission. And as good a hockey team is as the San Jose Sharks are, they might be a better hockey team 9 out of 10 times. But in this series, it just feels like it's all Blues. Feels like it will be the Blues and the Bruins playing for the Stanley Cup. Always comes down to good goaltending. Binnington has been giving the Blues that. You know, they didn't see, you know, the Sharks, they just didn't see a team this fierce as the Blues on their quest to get here. And they came back from down 3-1, but I'm not sure they come back from down 3-2. I think that was a really pivotal game, and I think that whoever won game five, and I mean, they had home ice. Never been embarrassed like that on home ice in the postseason. And how about Jaden Schwartz with the hat trick? You know, everything that the Sharks did to slow them down. I mean, you know, they tripped up Tarasenko on a breakaway. He gets the penalty shot. He capitalizes. You know, it's not like Jones is playing poorly. It's not that the Sharks are a bad hockey team. It's just that they ran into this buzzsaw. Kind of similar to what Columbus ran into. They just ran into a Boston team that's on a mission, and it will be fun to see those teams lock horns, and then we'll have the debate over whether, you know, because one series went six. I'm assuming that the Blues win game six coming up here in a couple days. Just going on home ice to put it away. I think it'll be very similar to game seven against the Dallas Stars. And then what's even worth watching? We're talking playoff action. We're talking dominance, really, in the postseason, whether it's on the ice or on the hardwood here on the Sports Overnight America show. Reminder that we're live at 11 p.m. on Sunday night. You can check me out on Twitter at Jeff Rich Talks. And I'm just talking about, you know, maybe my fatigue with some of this playoff action. I mean, Boston dominating to put themselves into the Stanley Cup final at this point in time. That's I don't want to say it's a non-story, but it's not quite as exciting as the prospect of Of course, Portland winning that series, but now in order to do that, we're talking about them overcoming the most impossible of tasks and doing it against one of the greatest teams ever assembled. You know, you're not trying to sneak back, you know, you're not trying to sneak past a 94-95 Rockets team here. You're not trying to sneak past a 2004 Detroit Pistons team. I mean, you're getting in the way of would it be a three-peat at this point? Yeah, 17, 18, 19. A three-peat for the Warriors, four titles in 5 years. In order to do that, I don't think that it's going to start, you know, I don't think that it be, you know, it happens in the conference finals. I'm not sure I'm sold on the Milwaukee Bucks or the Toronto Raptors doing it. Boy, Toronto. Toronto really put 3-0 on a platter for Milwaukee despite dominating the entire game. I mean, and to be fair, I mean, what was Portland? Portland was up 13 at halftime, scores 33 points in the second, 66 in the first half, 33 in the second half. That series ended right there. They're going to die in front of their own people on their home floor. That happens at 6 p.m. Pacific time, Monday, May 20th. Games on ESPN. Warriors are 3.5-point favorites, but they only got to win by one. And then we're getting ready for another finals. At least the Cavs won't be on the other side. So maybe there'll be a little bit of excitement there for the purest of pure NBA fans. All right, on the other side, we're going to talk a little bit of Major League Baseball. My name's Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America. You're listening to the Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211. And this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This is Sports Overnight America with your host, Jeff Rich.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Struck him out. It's over. Shane Bieber, his first career complete game shutout and a career-high 15 strikeouts.
Now back to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody, we are back, and on that note, a very happy weekend for my Cleveland Indians, at least the last 2 days, the Saturday and the Sunday. The Indians were able to knock off the hapless Milwaukee. I don't even care where they're from. They're that bad. It's the Baltimore Orioles. They dropped to 15-31 on the season. They're right where everyone expected them to be. We're back with Sports Overnight America. You're listening live at 11 p.m. on Sunday in the Pacific time zone. Go ahead and give me a call, 1-800-878-7529. Can't take your call if you're not listening live. Sorry, but you can get me on Twitter at Jeff Rich Talks, and you can get me on Facebook as well. Just go ahead and search for Jeff Rich Talks. And I'll talk a little bit about Cleveland. It is my native land. I have not lived there in nearly two decades, but still follow the Indians, the Browns, and the Cavaliers, and reluctantly also the Ohio State Buckeyes football team, at least. Maybe not so much the basketball program there in Columbus, Ohio, but and as a matter of fact, the Blue Jackets, not really a needle mover for yours truly, but the Indians, you know, we're holding out hope that for the first time since 1948, they can pull a rabbit out of their hat and somehow be the last man standing at the end of October or early November and be World Series champions for the third time in franchise history, a franchise that goes back to the year 1901. You know, every other team that's won a World Series has won it more recently than Cleveland and by a long shot, within my lifetime, as a matter of fact. The Yankees, you know, plenty, but it's been since 2009, so they could go a full 10 years without a championship if, you know, they don't find a way to get it done in 2019. Tampa Bay Rays have never won one, but they participated in were defeated by the Philadelphia Phillies back in 2008. The Boston Red Sox, of course, they are currently the defending champions. Toronto Blue Jays went back-to-back in 92 and 93, have not been back to the Fall Classic since. The Baltimore Orioles were champions in, I believe it was 1983, and was it against the Kansas City Royals? It was not. That's a little bit before my cognizant time. The Minnesota Twins, successful in 87 and 91, have not been to the World Series since. The Indians last in the World Series in 2016, currently in second place in the American League Central Division, where the White Sox in 2005, Detroit in 1984, the Royals in 2015 and 1985, they were champions. The White Sox and Detroit have won it other times, but I'm just citing their most recent victories in the Fall Classic. All three basically in rebuilding mode. The Twins, you know, still have some pieces to add, but they are playing the best baseball in the American League, right behind the Houston Astros, who dropped one on Sunday to the Boston Red Sox, but have been baseball's best team. Just saw a 10-game winning streak come to an end, and there doesn't appear to be a second suitor in the National League West. So really, when you're thinking about the playoffs in the American League, and you know, we're in mid-May, you know, it's not that early. You know, usually we take the 4th of July or the All-Star break as a good indicator that enough time has passed, but As far as I'm concerned, the Minnesota Twins have done plenty to earn the right to be talked about like their record is, that they are a better team on paper right now than the New York Yankees, the Tampa Bay Rays, the Boston Red Sox, and the Cleveland Indians. I'm not willing to concede that they've played better than Houston. It is very, very close. I think that I would give the edge to the Houston Astros just for the whole package. I think that there are pieces, parts. So if you do a true tale of the tape where Minnesota would stack up better than the Astros, who are, as of right now, just the defending American League West champions. You know, they were the defending world champions a year ago, but Boston took that title away from them and did not give Houston the opportunity to defend their crown in the World Series by knocking them off in the American League Championship Series. Over in the National League, you know, what can you say about Hyunjin Ryu's scoreless streak? You know, I remember Hershiser going 59, which is not only a Dodgers, you know, not only the Dodgers team record, but it is the Major League Baseball record. Kershaw's got a couple big stretches that he's coming up on, that Ryu would be coming up on if he could go, you know, another 7, another 10, where, you know, Kershaw had 37 and 41 at various stretches. Scoreless pitching is not always the name of the game. You want to be, you know, I think that you have to look at that from the macro point of view. You can't put every start under the microscope. You can't put a stretch of 3 starts. It is how much that guy gives you, you know, how many, you know, the percentage of how many days that he goes out there every fifth day and gives you a solid outing and puts your team in a position to win, regardless of whether they win that game or not. I think you evaluate the pitchers, and they say that the W is somewhat of an obsolete stat in this day and age, and it's true. It's true. You know, I watched an outing where Yu Darvish threw 4, Mike Montgomery threw 5 innings, and, you know, the Cubs win the game, and Darvish was in the game when the Cubs led the game, and they never relinquished the lead, but because of this 5-inning rule, he doesn't get credit. Now in that case, I would say Monty definitely outpitched you, but that 4-inning rule, if you are the most effective pitcher and you throw 4 innings, you should get the win. You should not be disqualified for not finishing 5 innings. And on that note, we definitely should not care at all about pitcher wins. CeCe Sabathia, for a minute there, it looked like he might be close to landing on 500. Or 500. Yeah, he's the next Cy Young, right? But, you know, with the personal issues that he's had and, you know, just, you know, the fact that your body gets older, and especially a big guy like that, you just can't maintain the pace that you needed to, you know, you needed to be at in order to hit that milestone, which at this point in time, we're going to consider it, I would say, you know, unattainable. I just don't think that that's a thing that can happen anymore. CeCe Sabathia, you know, try to get 300. He is at career-wise 248. He would have to pitch another 7 years. And he's 38 years old, man. Oh, that's scary. That's scary. I once ran the same streets of Akron when he was pitching for the AA, at the time, the Akron Arrows. They've rebranded it as the Akron Rubber Ducks because that seems to be the thing to do in minor league baseball. That and taking on some completely unrelated promotional item and then giving it away at your ballpark with a little sticker that says, oh, you were at Canal Park in Akron. Or, you know, you're going to put LeBron James in an Akron Rubber Ducks jersey or a University of Akron jersey, you know, any kind of crossover. I'm pretty sure that there is, you know, there's some kind of crazy thing with CeCe Sabathia. Oh, there's a disco night. Yeah, you can go on eBay and you could see CeCe Sabathia with the big afro and the leisure suit. Hey, Grady Sizemore on a surfboard from that era that Sabathia pitched for the Cleveland Indians. You know, is he a Hall of Famer? You know, he has 545 starts, 3,000 strikeouts, which is a huge plateau. Probably more important than the 300 wins or even the 260 wins that he won't get to. It kept Tommy John out of the Hall of Fame for a long time. What is the metric, though? You know, he was a Cy Young winner with the Indians, put the Brewers on his back, right up there with Rick Sutcliffe for best, partial season contribution to getting a team to the postseason. And, you know, the World Championship with the Yankees in 2009. Now, he'd been with the Yankees from... Well, I want to say, I guess it was 2009 was his first year there. So a great start, and then a little bit left to be desired after the fact. I'm not hating on the guy. I think he's a great pitcher, but I'm just not sure that we want it to be the Hall of Very Good. We want it to be the Hall of Fame. My name is Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America. Trajan Langdon hired as the general manager of the New Orleans Pelicans. He'll work for David Griffin. He went to Duke. Lots of Dukies in front office jobs in the NBA. We'll talk about that more on Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich here on Sports Byline.
Swings and lifts one in the air to deep center field. And going back is Acuna reaching up. Can't get it off the top of the wall and gone. And there's the first hit of the series for Christian Yelich, his 19th bomb of the year.
This is Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Guys, you manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt, trim the Yeti. Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed, and 9 out of 10 women said that they prefer their men manscaped. But you gotta use the right tools for the jewels, or you look like you clear cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0 featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below the waist grooming. And it's rechargeable and waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your Perfect Package 2.0 featuring all the right tools for the jewels and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code USA for 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Manscaped.com, promo code USA. That's manscaped.com. Promo code USA.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published.
travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hans looking for some space on the left. There really isn't any. Trey Jones just harassing him. And now Zion reached in, took it away, raced it in, hammer time with the right
now
hand.
Now back to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
You want to take a chance on that?
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Sports Overnight America on a Sunday night, the last hour of your weekend, live from 11 p.m. until midnight on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're also on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211, and a little bit from Zion Williamson there, unless something crazy happens between now and the NBA draft in June. He will be the 70th player taken since Dick Grote went in the draft in 1953. Long gap between him and Doug Kistler in 1962. But the reality of the Duke basketball situation is that Mike Krzyzewski is the difference between Duke being a program that occasionally put a player in the NBA, including Mike Jaminski, to having Johnny Dawkins, Danny Ferry, Christian Leitner, Bobby Hurley, Antonio Lang, Grant Hill, Cherokee Parks, Corey Maggette, Trajan Langdon, Elton Brand. When you talk about Brand, when you talk about Langdon, Corey Maggette, I mean, these guys are all players taken in the 2000 draft. William Avery as well, not as long a career. Of course, Rashawn McLeod from the 1999, it gets better as you, as you hit the turn of the century, and you look around, some of these drafts from 16, 17, 18 years ago, Elton Brand, GM of the Philadelphia 76ers, Trajan Langdon, news just broke, general manager of the New Orleans Pelicans. Shane Battier works in the league. Jay Williams involved with the media. Lou Aldang. I mean, some of these guys are still playing. J.J. Redick still playing from the 2007 draft. You have, Dante Jones was on a championship team back in 2016. Carlos Boozer was still playing. One of the Plumlees still plays, I believe, for the Portland Trailblazers. Jabari Parker, a little bit disappointing. You see a lot of Rodney Hood as a role player. Still kind of waiting for, the jury's still kind of out on Brandon Ingram, perhaps on Jahlil Okafor as well, Justice Winslow. Jason Tatum has proven that he can play the part. Marvin Bagley looks like he's going to be a great player. Ditto for Harry Giles. So you see a lot of these guys that, are part of a good program, even if it just at that one point. Now, there are a lot of stops in between. I believe there's been 20 players since Kyrie Irving was drafted in 2012. In 2011. That's just wild to me. Kyle Singler, Austin Rivers, both the Plumlees, Ryan Kelly, Tyus Jones, Luke Kennard, Gary Trent, Frank Jackson, Wendell Carter, Grayson Allen, and all of those guys. It's a it's a heck of a program. That's what makes college basketball kind of unwatchable, is that, it's the same usual suspects at the top. It's always Duke. I mean, Villanova, they crash the party every once in a while, but they're not exactly Framingham State. Not exactly Chadron State or Grand Valley. I mean, it's a, and I've just named off a bunch of programs that aren't even Division I. But everybody knows you go to the top tier programs, you get, you are looked at as top tier talent. Go play for Calipari at Kentucky. What other program has that clout? Nobody in the Pac-12. Is Oregon the Pac-12's best basketball program currently? You know, Arizona struggled. Arizona State just, they seem like they really want to be, and that they're really putting in the time to get there. But, you know, if you judge a team by how it finishes rather than how it starts, it doesn't speak favorably to the Bobby Hurley era at Arizona State. Now, with that being said, for this team to be in the tournament just 2 years in a row is an incredible achievement. For them to have won a tournament game, despite the fact that it was a play-in game. And you could think, you know, however you want to think about that. But a playoff game is, a postseason game. Once you're eliminated from the Pac-12 tournament, if you don't get that call, you're not in the postseason. You go to Dayton on Tuesday or Wednesday. Well, it doesn't matter what day you go. It matters what day you play. You know, you play a game on Tuesday or Wednesday in Dayton, and then you get to play on, you know, into everybody's bracket on Thursday. I mean, sure, you're going to be Arizona State / whoever they played. At this point, I don't even remember. That's how here today, gone tomorrow. The whole NCAA tournament is for me. I get stumped sometimes thinking of, this year's champion. I know it wasn't Duke. And I'm getting there with the NBA playoffs. If there was a summer match, in Las Vegas between Clemson and Alabama, I'm not interested in seeing that. I don't want to see LeBron pick four guys to play, Steph, Clay, Draymond, Boogie, and Durant. I don't want to see repeats of things that I've already seen. Now, great teams are great teams, and sometimes it's fun, because the alternatives are just not wise options. I don't want to see one play three because I'm tired of one and two. I mean, it's got to get played. And I think that if you watch long enough, if you watch closely enough, you'll see something you haven't seen before. You'll see something that's enticing. Would we prefer to see LeBron's Lakers play Golden State in the Western Conference playoffs? Would we prefer to see anybody be competitive with the Golden State Warriors in any level of the playoffs? I mean, you got to be thinking it. You got to watch Toronto and Milwaukee and just figure that there's something missing there. I don't think, it'll take five more. But I don't think that Golden State's going to lose again. I think that they'll close out Portland. They'll have Durant back for the finals. They'll face a tired Toronto or Milwaukee team because I think that series is going six. I could have seen Milwaukee sweeping. And they had their chances. And they turned the ball over. And especially after Antetokounmpo fouled out, they just looked like they had no direction. They didn't play that game. They played their offensive sets between the half court and top of the key. You have five guys. If you're having trouble moving the ball, problems handling their traps, and we saw Middleton get away with one late. For a key bucket late. You're having problems with those things, and they're keying down. And I'm going to tell you, when he scores 12 points, you're not going to win the basketball game. The fact that they were in that basketball game, I mean, a huge effort on the glass going both ways for the Greek Freak, but it doesn't look promising. It looks like it is going to be a domination of the Golden State Warriors. And then you're going to see these guys around the league long after their playing days are through. Now, I kind of want to see that, it's kind of like when you watch, when you watch a band. And, you hear about beauty within the band and you're waiting for, like, the number two or the number three to go solo just so you can mock it. I'm kind of waiting for that. You know, is Klay Thompson going to leave in free agency and be able to carry a team, or is he going to go join LeBron? How about if he goes and joins LeBron in L.A. and KD and Kyrie Irving go to New York? I don't even know that New York team. I'm not going to put them out of the playoffs, but I'm not sure they win the East. I am not sure that KD and Kyrie team wins the East, because Philadelphia still would be what they are. I mean, in Toronto, it all hinges on what Kyrie Irving ultimately decides to do. Or, pardon me, Kawhi Leonard. It looks like he's playing hurt. And if Milwaukee wins this series in five, which is possible, I think it goes six. I think it goes six or seven. I think that Milwaukee is the better team. I'd be excited to see Toronto in the finals for reasons that transcend basketball. I mean, the talk about growing the game. You don't grow the game any better than to put the one non-American team in the championship round. And what if they're the team? What if Toronto? I think that is just so unfathomable. Despite the fact that Kawhi Leonard has had good performances against them, at least for a half, I just don't think that Toronto and the Spurs teams that Kawhi Leonard play on, and by the way, none of them beat this semblance of the Warriors. I'm just waiting for something exciting to happen, and it's going to have to involve breaking up the Golden State Warriors, because you have LeBron, you have KD, and then I mean, are you putting the Greek Freak third? Is that the series that we need to see? The passing of the torch for LeBron James. I mean, he gets off easy this season. He was injured for a great deal of it when it fell apart, and there were other things falling apart around him. Everybody was on 1 year deals. They didn't do anything to hamstring the franchise for the long term. They got the number four overall draft pick, which they're going to be able to use. And if it was the seventh pick, they'd have been able to use that to acquire Anthony Davis, because they're going to take what they can get for him, and nobody's going to trade for him if they think that he wants to bolt for the Lakers in free agency after the 19-20 season takes place. So New Orleans is between a rock and a hard place, but Trajan Langdon is going to work with Alvin Gentry and David Griffin, who runs that entire front office there in New Orleans. And it could be a promising future down there in the Delta, especially if you add Zion Williamson. He's not an instant winner, but he will make that team very good very quickly. And if they could add just a few pieces, whether it comes via free agency or acquiring draft picks or pulling off Godfather-level deals, because David Griffin will definitely guide Trajan Langdon through the process if Langdon can't handle things on his own. What we need in the immediate future is somebody to challenge Golden State. What we need in the long-term future is for the competitive nature to be balanced throughout the league and to have enough superstars that we could support a 30-team league. Of course, if you ask me, I'm always going to tell you that I believe that contraction, less players would be the answer. It would make the elite players seem even more elite without having cupcake types of schedules. And boy, I can't wait till college football becomes a topic of conversation here on the show. I intend to absolutely hammer it home with you. That is my niche. That is my favorite subject. The sport of football, the game that is played at the college level or the NFL level. Those are my 1 and 1A types of sports. But, you got to wait until late summer before we could really get into a lot of that. For now, it's baseball and what's left of the hockey season and the playoffs in the National Basketball Association. All right, we're running up against it. I'm going to throw it to a break. My name is Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 211, and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Devin Booker, 40. Rondo, high off the glass. And AD cleans it up. Anthony Davis with 53.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
We got a lot of work to do, but this is a good start.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. It's Sports Overnight America, the last hour of your weekend with Jeff Rich from Phoenix, Arizona. Check us out, 11 p.m. Pacific time Sunday nights, and then yeah, you give me the rest of the week, Monday through Thursday. Check us out at 10 p.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211. It was announced over the weekend that there's a chance that we're going to get the Cubs and Cardinals in 2020 in London. You know, I talk about the Toronto Raptors potentially going to the NBA Finals and how it would do a number for the global growth of the NBA. Of course, that is limited to North America. You know, we're talking about putting baseball over across the pond, giving them a good matchup. Maybe the Cubs and the Cardinals, the Nationals and the Mets have also been rumored to appear in that series. But baseball is going big this year with their first London series game between the Red Sox and the Yankees. What London needs to do is the same thing they need to do with the NFL. You need to have some kind of minor league or tertiary league for everybody to be entertained, to let the game grow over there. And I think a senior circuit for Major League Baseball, an old senior league, would work well over there. All right, that's going to do it for the last hour of your weekend. My name is Jeff Rich. Thanks to Scott on the other side of the glass for producing a great show. Now stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome in, people, all across the globe. It is the weekend recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is Sports Overnight America. Unbelievable week, as it always is in the sports world. Craziness happens each and every single day. We got blessed with a great Game 3 between the Toronto Raptors and the Milwaukee Bucks. What a game. What a ball game, man. Double overtime. Milwaukee struggled the whole night. Toronto makes this thing a series. At the end of the day, that's what I want, people. I want good basketball games. I want competitive games. But man, oh man, Milwaukee was off. And I think the encouraging thing is the fact that they were so off. I think the starters were something like 19 for 67, 19 for 69, 27%, something like that. Not going to win many ball games when your starters are struggling that badly. Sorry, man, just doesn't happen. Eric Bledsoe, where has the guy been? Where has that guy been? Chris Middleton, where have you been? A lot of guys haven't shown up. Really haven't shown up. So 2-1 now. Toronto made this thing somewhat interesting. We'll see what happens on Tuesday night. You have the Golden State Warriors with their commanding lead. Now up 3-0, looking to close things out game 4. That'll be happening on Monday night. So I look forward to seeing if Portland has anything left in the tank, man. CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard have been just flat out balling so hard, man. Do they have anything left in the tank to get them to a game 5? All right, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to talk about the NBA playoffs for sure, NHL playoffs. We'll get it all in. Brooks Koepka, you name it, I got you covered. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America.
Guys, you manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt, trim the Yeti. Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed, and 9 out of 10 women said that they prefer their men manscaped. But you got to use the right tools for the jewels, or you look like you clear cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0 featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below the waist grooming. And it's rechargeable and waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your Perfect Package 2.0 featuring all the right tools for the jewels and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code USA for 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Manscaped.com, promo code USA. That's manscaped.com. Promo code USA.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this.
Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Only 6 minutes of Tristan Thompson tonight as well.
Oh, George Hill met by Valanciunas.
Valanciunas would have none of it.
Under a minute left. Lowry drives in. Oh, it goes down. Kyle Lowry. A chance at a three.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Leonard. Oh, that is a man's jam. Kawhi Leonard to the rack.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. Weekend Recap, Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at me. Let's talk about it, man. What did you see this week? 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I am going to get into the basketball, but I do want to talk PGA Championship for a moment here. Brooks Koepka goes back-to-back at the PGA Championship. I think it's the first time in like 35 years that it's been done. This guy almost gave it away. So I'm going to give him a lot of credit, but I'm also going to say I think when reporters ask you questions about whether or not you're going to win a tournament on Saturday and you've got a 7-shot lead, I understand being confident. I understand being calm, cool, and collected. And he's all of those. But I think when reporters ask you a question about whether or not you think you're going to win the tournament and you've got a 7-shot lead, I personally think the best thing that you can do is be humble and say, look, I've got one more round of golf to play. I've got to go out there and give it my best effort. All the right things to say, unfortunately. Instead, here's what happened. Hey, Brooks, do you think you're going to go out there and win? Yes. Boom. Holy, you know what? But wow, you get what I'm saying? Like, dude, I get you're confident, and dude, I get that you're on top of the golf world right now. But be humble. Otherwise, you could blow it, man. And look, this thing got real interesting. Dustin Johnson actually came out and fired. He was playing well until he took that late bogey. And then ultimately, that's what hurt him big time. Couldn't keep the pressure on Brooks. And then Brooks had, you know, a couple strokes to spare. Winds up walking away with a two-shot win. But I don't want to take anything away from the cat. It's impressive what he's done. And the way that he played those first three rounds, the guy was due. The guy was due to kind of not play so well. And it was really tough conditions, too. Let's not forget about that. Ultimately, though, what a great effort. First wire-to-wire winner in like 35 years, like I said. Pretty cool stuff. Tiger Woods, somewhat disappointing. He hasn't played in like a month. Ever since the Masters victory, which, by the way, Brooks Koepka was right there, too, in that one. My, oh, my. Just think about that. What if? Like, what if Brooks Koepka would have won the Masters and then, bam, follows it up with the PGA Championship? So, anyways, I mean, just good stuff from the guy. Good stuff. But I think you go about your business and you handle it a little differently when reporters have microphones in your mouth and they're asking you questions about, do you think you can win? Or and my producer argues with me. He says, nah, be overconfident. I'm telling you, man, it almost came to bit the dude in the butt. So, and again, that's not necessarily – the fact that he went out there and said, oh, yeah, I'm going to win. It's just conditions were tough. The guy had things going so well for three rounds. I mean, this sounds cliche, but it's true. But it's par for the course, man. It's par for the course that potentially dude might have a bad round. And maybe somebody else goes out and fires. Nobody really fired, but it got interesting because Brooks almost let it get away. But it was fun. Made for a little bit of excitement. Because ultimately, I didn't think there was much drama. I figured everybody's playing for second place. Because he had a 7-shot lead. And the guy's been playing so well. So you can't anticipate or expect him to struggle the way that he did. But he did. It happens. Show that he's human. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. In case you didn't know, NHL hockey is going on. The Bruins, obviously waiting in the wings, just chilling. And I'll tell you what, this Sharks Blues series has just been absolutely bizarre. So bizarre. Like, the Sharks came out and punched him in the mouth early in the series, and then the Blues have definitely responded. And they responded in a major way in Game 5, by the way. 5-0. 5-0. First period, it was 1-0 after that one. And then the floodgates kind of opened up a little bit as the Blues were able to put two in the second and two in the third. And they held the Sharks to no goals. So they got a shot now. They're going back home, going to St. Louis with an opportunity to close this thing out. I got to think that, you know what? You make the most of this opportunity. I love game sevens. Don't get me wrong. I love them. But if you're St. Louis, you need to go to your home ice in game six. You need to take care of business. You need to get this thing done. And you do not want to give the Sharks any glimmer of hope. And you definitely don't want this thing going back to San Jose. Like, no way. You do not want this thing going back to San Jose. I'm sorry. So do whatever you can to figure out a way to get game six at home on your ice. And then you got an opportunity to go play the Stanley Cup against the Boston Bruins, who have been chilling now for a couple days because they were able to take care of Carolina in four straight games. Made quick work of them, man. Made some seriously quick work of them. And Carolina came into that thing rolling. Playoffs are crazy, man. But St. Louis is showing me that they want to win this thing. And the Sharks now need to respond. And believe me, man, you lose game five by a score of 5-0, you better show up in game six. You sure as hell better show up in game six, San Jose. And you know what? Sometimes being on the road in that kind of a situation actually takes the pressure off of you a little bit. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them respond in a major, major way. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be hard. It's going to be real, real hard to take one against St. Louis in their house in a closeout situation in a game six with an opportunity to play for the Stanley Cup Finals. I'm sorry, man. The stakes are getting high. The stakes are getting high, people. Who wants it more? When it comes to game sixes and game sevens, who the hell wants it more? And I'll tell you what, the Blues made a major statement by getting game five on the road against the San Jose Sharks. All right, everybody, I hear the music. I got to take that quick pause for the cause. I'll be back. I'm going to get back into the NBA, man. We'll talk about that because Golden State, real dominant. They got a shot to close things out. Milwaukee made it interesting now, or Toronto, I should say, made it interesting now, or at least a little bit more interesting. Anyways, I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Now DeHaan in deep for Svechnikov. Jan Ruda got in the way. Walmart in the slot. Martinuk, good stop. And the rebound scores! Andrei Svechnikov in desperation goes down. He gets to it. He'll sweep a little backhander along the ice. And the Canes are off and running.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Let's get him. Let's get him hard.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
His way to a double-double. And now it's Horford. Pokes it away from Sharks. 3-on-2. Rozier hangs and scores. Timeout, Philly. With the cry.
And stuffs. A facial by James Harden going right at Draymond Green. And a lot of chatter out there.
Sixers running Simmons along with Redick in the backcourt. Guy's got it now in Beatty in the middle. He's got a mismatch and he promptly throws it down on the face of Paul Millsap. Joel Embiid, maybe that gets the Sixers going.
When you look over at the Nuggets bench, all the Nuggets are looking at one another without saying a word.
And a timeout called by Denver.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Andy Dorf, weekend recap style here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me, let's talk about the week that was. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Great clips of some of the great action that's happened in the NBA postseason 2019. And Game 3 in Toronto was a really entertaining game. They pull it out. They get it done. Double overtime. Crazy game. 118-112 is the final. I'm not quite sure how Milwaukee even got there. But with that being said, they did. They made this thing way more interesting than probably they should have. So I think if you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan, as we all know I am, but I'm also objective about this stuff. They were due for a loss. Like, they've been coasting through the postseason, man. They were 10-1. They had won 6 straight games. Cruising. Every now and then you need that wake-up call. Hopefully this has the same effect as Game 1 against Boston did. Because then they came back and rolled off 4 straight. Which would be real nice to see. You go get Game 4, and then you go back to Milwaukee, Pfizer Center, Game 5, Thursday night. Dorfman is in town, probably be in the house, would love to see a closeout game in Milwaukee for Game 5. Not going to lie. Can't lie, man. Can't lie. But I'm going to go over this real quick, and I know I got Mitch in Santa Monica, and I'm going to jump out to you in just a moment, bro. But I kind of want to set the tone, and I do know where you're going to wind up going with this. So let me kind of just throw things out there. Giannis didn't have a great game. Numbers weren't what they normally are. Rebounds were crazy. 23 total. 7 assists. Those numbers are fantastic. 12 points. 5 of 16. If I'm not mistaken, the starters were 16 of like 69. 27%. Bledsoe and Middleton, a combined 6 of 32. Like, I'm going to get sick to my stomach given the numbers out here. But the facts are the facts. George Hill and Malcolm, the president, Brogdon, carried the Milwaukee Bucks. 20-24 from those guys off the bench. When you get that kind of production from your bench, I think you should win. I mean, you damn near got 50-plus points from your bench. Where the hell were the starters? That's the question. And a lot of minutes logged, too, by the way. Bledsoe shouldn't have been playing much. He should not have been playing much, but he was. And you got to give Bud – I'm only questioning Bud in a sense of way too patient, way too much confidence in that guy. Put his ass on the bench. Put his ass on the bench, man. He didn't earn the right to play in overtime. And then on the other side, you had Leonard and Siakam both logging over 50 minutes. We'll see how that pays off on Tuesday night. Gasol, 45. Everybody's playing a lot of minutes in an overtime game. I get it. All right, let's jump out to the phones, hook up with my man, Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, Dorfman, it is the weekend recap. It's Sports Overnight America, bro. It's your world. What's up, man? How you feeling?
Well, I just finished the Game of Thrones finale, so I'm feeling kind of content. Won't do any spoilers for those of you who haven't seen it. My take was going to start off a much different way, but your intro into me has completely changed everything. Dude, you get one wake-up call. You can't get two wake-up calls. I'm sorry. Tonight was, you know, I think they're going to push back. I am good with Coach Bud staying with it. This team is a resilient team. They're going for it. But first of all, they had no business being in this game. They had no business going double for time. But if you do, you got to pull that out. And you're absolutely right. There's no reason why Bledsoe's out there. Where was Ilyasova? I don't understand why he doesn't use him in this game. That guy's been money in the bank, and he plays 13 minutes sporadically throughout the game. It was craziness.
Well, hey, real quick, let me interrupt you real quick. The problem with Ilyasova tonight was he was in foul trouble all night. He had four fouls. He was 1 of 4 from the field goal. He missed from the floor. He missed a bunch of bunnies too. Everybody was missing easy shots, and they just couldn't hit. They literally couldn't hit water if they fell out of a boat tonight, Mitch. Seriously, man, they struggled. And I think the positive that you have to take away is, look, they did force it to double overtime. They were in this game, even though they played as lousy as they did. That to me is definitely encouraging, being a Milwaukee Bucks fan. I don't see them playing two games like this in a row.
Well, no, of course, because they did do it only except for once or twice in the season when it didn't matter. So I don't see that at all. But going into this game, this was a confident team. Giannis was completely, you know, confident after game two, knew what they were going to get themselves into, and they fell behind early. And you felt it was kind of like Saturday night, last night, with the Golden State Warriors. Like, okay, they're going to make their charge, and they're going to take their run, and they're going to step on their throats, and they're going to squeeze the Raptors because these guys are playing minutes upon minutes upon minutes, and they're injured. I mean, we saw that early, you know, Kawhi got some sort of leg thing going on, and they would take advantage of it because the Bucks arguably have potentially the best day. And for some reason, it just wasn't really used. Well, actually, it had to be used today because the starters, Giannis, was more to be fun. I mean, my dad, we're screaming MVP. It was terrible, the performance he gave. I mean, I don't get it. Everyone has an off night. But the fact of the matter is, the Bucks should have been blown out by 30 tonight, but they weren't. On an away game, and hung in for two overtimes. So I'm very confident in this team. I'm just unhappy that if you go to double overtime and you have the opportunity, that's when you just start knocking shots. I mean, I just didn't understand why Bledsoe's in there at the end. I mean, the guy was like, he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. It was terrible. Yeah. So, yeah. I'm confident what's going to go happen. I'm looking forward. You know, I'm actually going to be in Milwaukee. I'm not going to be there for game six. If there's a road game or a road game five, if there's a road game six, I may go down to Pfizer. I will see the Brewer game. But, you know, the real reason why I was calling you tonight, which I'm sure you haven't touched on,
Brooks
is, by the way, no. How about those Lady Badgers softball winning and going on? I mean, they beat Oklahoma after beating Notre Dame, and they win their championship division, and they're moving on. How about those Lady Badgers softball team? I mean, hey. Brooks Koepka, by the way, he fell off. I mean, if DJ makes a couple of shots, and he posts a 9, Koepka, once again, he falls away. I mean, I was going to call you this morning and say, who's the most dominant right now in their sport? Koepka, the Warriors, or the Bucks? And I was going to say Koepka. Koepka fell apart, the Bucks fell apart, and the Warriors are looking like they're the most dominant in their sport right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Warriors played a great game on Saturday. And here's what my take on them, bro, is when KD's on the floor, in a weird way, the ball doesn't move around as well as it does when he's not on the floor. I'm not going to say that they're better without him. I'm just going to say the ball movement is better when he's not on the floor. Steph Curry plays better a little bit. Draymond plays better. Those bench guys have more of a role. It's just a different scenario, man. But look, you got to have
it
every now and then. Adversity makes you better, Mitch. So hopefully Milwaukee rebounds and responds in game four.
Not being perfectly correct. I mean, the thing is that having KD not there actually has exposed for what KD really is isn't for that team.
Yeah, I mean, good point, man. Sorry, we got to kick you loose, man. A little bit of trouble with your phone, first and foremost, and obviously up against it with a break here. I hear the music behind me, but look, man, that's what I love about sports fans like Mitch, dude. He's passionate. He loves talking sports. He loves his teams. He knows his stuff. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on the Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Maybe even Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, everybody. I'll come back. I'll keep rapping about the sports world. Keep it close. Andy Dorf, weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America.
Lopez for three. Yes!
Wetzel, great play to take it away from Wilson. Chandler in the counts on the finish. Wetzel just popped it up there for him. Set that one
this
on the team.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, how can we make this much and still have so much debt? It just creeps up on us, right? Unexpected repairs, replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards you had to use to pay for it. Here's a really smart move that could help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at BestEgg.com. The rates are great right now. Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money you save each month. Consumers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app that takes about a minute with no impact to your credit score. Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. Get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan.
.9 to go here in the first. It's Curry. Wallace is on him. Got by Rivers. Good at the cones.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Unbelievable.
I agree, man. Unbelievable was the fact that Milwaukee was able to force not one, but two overtimes against Toronto. Did not play their best game. I look at it in a completely different way. Be encouraged, people. If you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan, be encouraged. The analytics on the situation is they don't do this two games in a row. We'll see if it holds the form. May or may not. But bottom line is, we may have a series going back to Milwaukee for game 5. Or Milwaukee can step back up, take the punch that they took in game 3, and give a punch of their own in game 4. It's going to be interesting. Going to be very interesting. Kawhi Leonard's been real good, man. I got to give the guy credit. Dude's been good. Dude has made plays for Toronto. He continues to score 30-plus a night, and he does look like one of the best players in the league. I wonder how significant, if at all, the slight little injury to his leg will be, because it didn't look like he had the same push like throughout the whole game after that early layup that he got and came down a little funky. So I will be a little bit interested to see if there's any effects. And again, dude's logging a lot of minutes, man. They're playing a 58-minute game, right? If it's 48 minutes, and then they got two overtimes, 58 minutes, this guy's playing 52 of the 58. And I'm not saying that he can't do it. I'm just saying that ultimately, that's a lot of minutes to be logging, and he's been logging 40-plus on a nightly anyway. And I think that that's ultimately what we're seeing happen to Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum in that series a little bit. It's starting to wear down. Fourth quarter, they're not hitting those shots. And Kawhi's definitely had his moments in this series where late in the ball game, he hasn't had the same type of legs. He was at home. It was game 3. They had all kinds of energy. They definitely were able to feed off of that crowd. Will they be able to do it again for game 4? I don't know. Going to be a real, real fun series, though. Either way, whether Milwaukee wins that game 4 and goes back for a closeout game in game 5, or things get knotted up, then it becomes a best of 3. Nobody said it was going to be easy for anybody. I mean, Golden State struggled up until this round. And they struggled where people didn't think they would struggle. I didn't think they'd struggle with Portland. I thought it'd go 5 with Portland the same way I think Milwaukee rebounds and they go 5 and they'd be Toronto in 5. I mean, Toronto's hit them like 2 out of the 3 games that they've played. Toronto has hit them with the best that they can do. Game 1, they hit them with everything they had, and they lost by 8. Game 2, Milwaukee just lit their asses up. And then in Game 3, Milwaukee struggles, and they only lose by 6 points in double overtime. Here's my point. Milwaukee and your fans, you do not need to necessarily be worried. You do need to take care of business in Game 4, I'm sorry, because you lost Game 3 where you probably shouldn't have been in it, but you had opportunities, even with that being said, and you didn't take advantage of them. So hopefully you're pissed off. Hopefully Giannis has that look in his eye, like where he wants to take people's head off and rip out their eyes and, you know what, down their brain. You know, just got to have that killer instinct. Got to have that killer instinct, people. All right, so want to flip gears a little bit just to the other series for a quick moment. And seriously, I do think in a weird way, the Golden State Warriors move the ball a little bit better when Kevin Durant isn't on the floor. And some of the other guys have to step up and make plays, and more things are expected of them, and they're capable of those things. But they don't get the opportunity when KD, Dre, and Clay, and Steph, and Iguodala, and all these other guys are getting the spotlight all the time. Quinn Cook can ball. Looney can ball. Livingston can ball. Jericho has shown that he can play. Like, everybody's contributing for them now all of a sudden. I think Steve Kerr forgot he had that good of a bench. I really do. Really do. I think he forgot. They got a great shot to close things out. I really think they do. But it would really be nice, with that being said, to see Portland scrap and claw and give you everything they have. And here's like what's kind of weird a little bit here. Portland has had the lead, like big leads, in Game 2 and Game 3. But Golden State has that uncanny knack for being able to weather that storm, be down a bunch of points, and all of a sudden go on that 13, 16-point run. And before you know it, this team that was down by 7 is now up by 9 or 10. You just have to be ready for it. And the truth is you just never know when it's coming. Golden State favored by 3.5. Do the Blazers have one game in them? I don't know. Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, those guys they've logged a lot of minutes. They've carried a lot of the weight, man. So it's going to take a heroic effort to get one. It's going to take a heroic effort. All right, I do want to switch a little gears. Let's talk a little NFL real quick. Some craziness is going on there. You know, you have Patrick Peterson with what happened with him in the Arizona Cardinals. And I think you got to kind of understand the story. Patrick Peterson and the Cardinals both knew that this was coming. They knew that the suspension was coming for the PEDs. What did Patrick Peterson try to do? He tried to restructure his contract and try to have basically the Cardinals, you know, give him more money to kind of make up for the loss of money, if you will. And again, ultimately, I usually think the Cardinals don't know what the hell they're doing. On this one, though, I'm totally with them. I mean, you did the crime. So you got to do the time. It was your fault. But with that being said, I love how Peterson handled it. Dude was straightforward and said, look, I did it, man. I did it. I take blame. I'm apologizing to the organization. I'm apologizing to the Cardinal fans. Did not try to like walk his way out of this thing. Owned up to it. Don't see athletes do that very often. So good to see. Good to see you by Patrick Peterson doing that. A couple other things happening. Chris Long retiring after 11 seasons, two-time Super Bowl champion with those, one with the Patriots, I believe, and one with the with the Philadelphia Eagles. That'd be kind of cool. Win one with the Patriots, win one with the Eagles. It's pretty solid stuff. But I had a pretty good career. Not one of those careers like where you're going to be seeing his face and what he does all the time. That's what happens with linemen. You don't necessarily know who these guys are. They're not the stars of the teams. Offensive and defensive linemen. But they're the ones creating holes and stuffing holes, if you will. I mean, those guys are so important on the O-line and the D-line. But really good, solid career. Son of Howie Long. I don't know if I'm buying what Odell Beckham is selling. Or what the coach is selling, I should say, Kitchens, about Odell needing to get mentally prepared. And then I also hear other people make excuses like, oh, he may have had some other things on his calendar, like things that he had obligations with for the New York Giants. Excuse me? What the hell are you talking about? It's like the middle of May. This guy has no other responsibility other than to get some familiarity between he and Baker Mayfield, if you ask me. Like, chemistry isn't built over freaking night, man. You guys got to, like, basically know each other's last word of each sentence. To me, that's the way a receiver-quarterback relationship needs to be. And even though, like, Big Ben and Antonio Brown had all those issues, he delivered the ball to the guy on point. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think if Odell wants to be able to talk the talk that he's walking and saying that the Cleveland Browns are going to be all this and that and a bag of chips – well, dude, don't you think that you should be showing up to the OTAs, and don't you think that you should be building that chemistry and that camaraderie with your guys? These are the dudes you're going to go to war with. I know it happens in August and September and October, November and December. I get it, man. I get it. And this is the off season. But I'm not buying what you're selling, man. Need to get mentally prepared and having people say, look, he may have had other obligations that he had to fulfill and this and that and the other. Not buying it, man. Not buying it. All right, real quickly, Brooks Koepka, like I said, two-time back-to-back PGA champion. Wins that thing. Kind of gets lucky, man, to be honest with you. And then those St. Louis Blues. Wow, they look real, real sharp, man. Opportunity for them to close things out back in St. Louis. And maybe be playing the Boston Bruins for the Stanley Cup Finals, man. Anyways, I hear the music behind me. It means I got to take one more final pause for the cause. I'll be back to put a bow on it like I always do, parting shot style. I'm Andy Dorf, Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight. We'll be back.
On first and 10, up by two. Baker, play action fake. Look, shoulder fake. Looking down the middle for Fells. He caught it, and he's wide open. 10, 5, touchdown, Darren Fells. 49 yards.
On second and goal, he turns. Play action fake. Lobs end zone. Landry up in the air. Caught it, left corner. Touchdown.
Darren throws Beckham.
To be kidding me.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I'm deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior
I engaged in.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Shooting into the spacing, but Miles opens up Kevin Love for a three-pointer. Miles the pull-up and rims in at one. Chance
this
at a three-pointer.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorn.
All righty, everybody. Final time of coming at you here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. Love doing it each and every Sunday night, man, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Always check me out on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. A couple of parting shots as I get out here this evening. It was a really good week of sports, man. Really good week of sports. Brooks Koepka started the PGA Championship in such a great way, really put himself in a position to basically not be able to fail, because ultimately played terrible on Sunday. And I'm not taking anything away from the guy. Weather was tough. 74 in a final round, though. DJ makes another shot or two, makes this thing even a little bit more interesting. We could have been talking about one of the bigger collapses of all time. But truth be told, great job. Back-to-back doing anything is difficult. Milwaukee, respond, man. You got to step up, please. Game four, show me what you're made of. Game three wasn't the best that you could do, but I know you'll come out and play better in game four. Golden State, hopefully Portland can show up, man. And then the NHL, Blues, get it done, man. Then you have a chance to play Boston. For Scott, I got to get the heck out of Dodge. I'm Andy Dorf. It was the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America.